Well, we had the big news in the NFL. Carl Nassib, or the Raiders, coming out as the first active NFL player to announce that he is gay. Been in the league 5 years with the Browns, Buccaneers, and now Raiders. And as you know, when Michael Sam entered the NFL draft and announced he was gay, Dale Hansen did a commentary that earned national attention and praise, got him on the Ellen DeGeneres show. Well, we understand Dale, who is retiring here in just a couple of months, has another commentary, and this about Carl Nassib. So why don't we give this a listen?
I woke up yesterday morning, knelt by my bed, and said the same thing I've said to myself every day for the past 7 years. Dear Jesus, throw another gay athlete my way so I can get back on the Ellen show. Imagine my joy when I opened up my typewriter and saw that Ravens defensive end Carl Nassib twittered a Facebook movie telling the world he's completely and solidly gay. True story. At that very moment, I broke down in fake tears. Finally, another chance for me to piggyback on a social issue to shoehorn myself onto a national lesbians talk show. Carl Nassib is now the first openly gay player in the NFL. And I'm now the first openly gay grandstanding sportscaster jumping in front of this spotlight. Carl may be facing some adversity because of his announcement, but think of the adversity that I was facing. There was a chance I was going to retire in 2 months without ever talking about gayness in the NFL. All because Michael Sam's was such an unbelievable NFL bust. To all those minded, close-minded, bloated white guys out there, there's no reason why Carl Nassib can't be a good NFL player and also be gay. I don't understand the NFL. You beat a woman, drag her down a flight of stairs, pulling her hair out by the roots. You're the fourth guy taken in the NFL draft. You throw a woman down a flight of stairs and into a trash compactor, and you're given a slap on the wrist by WFAA.
What?
You kill people while driving drunk. Well, you pay off the Waxahachie Police Department and enjoy the rest of your New Year's. You love another man? Well, now you've gone too far. Look, I'm not always comfortable when a man tells me he's gay and tries to kiss me while stealing my wallet. I don't understand his world, but I do understand that he's part of mine. It's like Cynthia Izaguirre said a long time ago, Dale, get your hands off me, you're drunk. I guess what I'm trying to say is that I make $500,000 a year, and all that ends in 2 months, unless this commentary gets picked up by a national lesbian who has a talk show. I'm Dale Hansen.
Wow, another strong commentary.
That was pretty strong.
He was a little too revealing there, I thought, in spots.
Yeah, I hope those weren't personal
parts were
incidents.
About him or something. I don't know what was going on.
Again, the opinions are his own.
Yes. His signature came up on the bottom of the screen there.
Commentary.
So he signed it, not us. He signed it.
We did not co-sign that. We just aired it. That's all we did.
Joy when he opened up his typewriter and saw someone had twittered a Facebook movie.
Doesn't fully grasp social media.
No.
On the hand from WFAA. Oh, my.
Down the stairs and into a trash compactor. What kind of cartoon is that?
All right. Up next, musical musers, good time summer music.